Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9. Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
It is 9:28 right now. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's the NSK and Shekwan that is on your radio, been at it since 6 a.m. Now, every time, or rather, weekdays run about this time, we check in with you, okay? You that's out in the office, you that's out there hustling, you that's out there waking up every single day to put the bread on the table, we check in with you and we just have a conversation about your career, seeing that you love Fresh FM, right? And one such person that we're going to talk to right now is Medeshi. Medeshi, hi, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, NSK?
It's a beautiful morning. It's beautiful because we are having the privilege of talking to you this morning. Deshi, you explained to us when we initially had a conversation, you explained to us that you are in the educational sector. You're a teacher by profession, and now you hold at the very esteemed office of being a chief education officer. What exactly does a chief education officer do, and how does your day look like?
All right. Thank you, NSK, for the opportunity. Hi, Fresh FM family.
Nice.
Okay, my real name is actually Hilma. I just told you in Deshi because I didn't want to. I wanted to stay anonymous at the beginning.
Oh, but, seriously? Yeah. So we'll make it Hilma then, my Hilma is. Yes. All right.
So yeah, I'm a chief education officer at the Ministry of Education head office under the Directorate of Programs and Quality Assurance.
Yeah.
So as you can hear, programs and quality assurance. So we assure the quality and the implementation of the policies in the ministry. Yeah, so chief education officers come in different aspects. Some of them, they advise on subjects. Some of them advise on the curriculum. Some of them advise on the assessment. So I'm one of them that advise on the subject. So I advise on the English subject nationally.
So in the English subject, that's the one that you take care of nationally. That's your baby.
Yes, that's my baby, and many others. But like, yeah, at the head office, yeah.
But how long have you been at this?
Oh, okay. I've been a teacher for about 8 years, but in the office, I've been here for about 10 years. Yeah.
All right, and I mean, look, you're already now the chief education officer. Is there a different vision that you have for yourself in the next 5 years or so? Is there a different position that you're looking at? You know, maybe a whole university. You don't know. You know, Dr. David Namwandi did it. Why can't you did it also?
Exactly. Yeah, why not?
You're reading my mind. Yeah. In the next, I don't know how many years to come, I want to venture into teacher training as well at tertiary level, where I want to be inspiring teachers. Because, you know, the value of teaching has now come down. A lot of kids that you come across and, what do you want to be? I want to be an engineer. Don't you want to be a teacher? No, is there money there? They just like going for the money and all that. But yeah, I want to go into teacher training just to uphold the value of the profession.
Okay, but
above all, the mother of all professions. Yeah.
But basically, when you mean teacher training, you mean most private, your own thing, most
like an academy.
Vilma Deshi's academy, please.
I'll start with like the ones that are already there, the universities that are already there, the lecturer, and then maybe have my own. But yeah.
Aha! Wait, we don't want maybe. You must put it out in the universe.
Exactly. At whatever level.
That's right. Now, I'll say, but Vilma, do you know the game of anything but correct?
I think a little bit.
A little bit. Shekwan, maybe you need to explain it.
Girl.
Explain to me, please.
Do you know the game or not? Because I know you do. But yeah, and Deshi, what it is that any of the questions that we pose to you, you cannot, or you can only answer them with anything but correct answers, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so Chief Education Officer, she got this in the bag.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, cool. you've got a timer here. Your timer is 30 seconds. I'm going to put the timer on, and Shekwan is going to see if she can nail you, okay? Your timer starts right now.
So, Deshi, in which direction does the sun rise?
West.
Okay, wait.
Okay, hold on.
She's laughing. Deshi?
Yeah.
There's something that I forgot to tell you, my love. You're not allowed to pause in between the answers, ne?
Okay, just straightforward. Oh my God.
Just straightforward, so let's just get right into it, ne?
Okay, cool. Okay, your timer starts right now.
What is the largest two-digit number?
Two.
What?
Three.
What is the smallest even number?
Two.
Okay, who was South Africa's first president? What happens when you inhale helium? She's pausing.
You paused. You paused, baby.
You literally paused. What? Ndeshi, I literally let you pause three times without saying anything. And you just kept pausing.
Man, but you know what? It's fine. You have good sports and we love it, all right?
Ndeshi, thank you.
Is there any perhaps any colleagues or any special shout out that you want to send out to your people, OC?
I want to send a shout out to my colleagues in at head office planning, Kaushi, Felania, you know, Linda, Lovisa. Yeah.
All right. So Ndeshi, I honestly just wanted to let you know that we love and appreciate obviously just the passion from the conversation that we had right now that you obviously have in terms of the profession that you do. And because it's the 20th, we honestly just want to let you know that you are a queen and you can reach whatever goals that you have for yourself. And because it's the 20th, we want to let you know that KFC will be fine for any skin shake one.
Yeah, thank you.
She's not getting it.
Thank you, Mama. We appreciate you.
Hi, Mommy. Take good care, eh?
Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye. This is a song for December. Whenever.